Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Mr. Austin Evans, the CEO at Lean Kitchen, that offers chef-driven prepackaged meals to simplify healthy eating for people. They have grown from their own location to over 30 franchises sold in less than 2 years. That's quite impressive. And Mr. Evans, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
So Austin, tell us, what is Lean Kitchen? Get into some of those details to lay the groundwork here as we kick things off today.
So Lean Kitchen is exactly that. So we offer fresh prepped meals, never frozen, meals that deliver quality. That I was tired of meals that tasted, you know, okay, or the kind of backhanded compliment you always heard about, hear about meals that are healthy, which is, oh, it's good for being healthy. Well, I was tired of that. So we wanted to create meals that tasted great and that were convenient and save people time, money, and just help them get real results.
Understand that. And tell us, how did Lean Kitchen get its start?
So yes, I owned a supplement store, and the supplement store was going great. We were about 6 months in. We had people getting amazing results, and I kept thinking, what's the next thing we can do to help get people even more results and to attract more customers in the door? And so I'm always a big believer in businesses having multiple streams of revenue under one roof. You know, growing up, my dad, he used to own a company, and he told me, hey, think of your business like a dealership. Have under one roof multiple streams of revenue, the used car, new car, service department, body shop, financing. So sort of applied that whole mentality, and we decided to jump in head first. I had some dead space into the back of the store, and we built out a full commercial kitchen, and Lean Kitchen was born.
That is awesome. Awesome information there. And when did you begin franchising? Get into some of those details.
So we started the company in mid-2016, and it was going really well. 2016, it was a lot of learning. 2017, it started going well. We started applying processes, putting everything into manuals, and really felt like the timing was right to begin growing Lean Kitchen fast. And so no one's really dominated the meal prep industry. I think there's a good opportunity for a first mover advantage and growing this thing large and impacting a lot of lives. So we began franchising in January of 2018.
Sounds like you guys are certainly making it happen today. We are joined by Mr. Austin Evans, the CEO at Lean Kitchen, that offers chef-driven prepackaged meals to simplify healthy eating for people. They have grown from their own location to over 30 franchises sold in less than 2 years here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tell us, Austin, how many Lean Kitchen franchises have been sold exactly and are going to be opening over the next few years? What's the outlook there?
So yeah, we're actually at about 30 locations. It's been a lot of fun going the different paths. We're now set to open in everywhere from Washington, Idaho, South Carolina, and in between Kansas, Colorado, Missouri. So we have our first few locations open now, with 30 as of right now set to open over the next several years.
You've certainly grown quite rapidly. What would you say is the secret to the fast growth of Lean Kitchen?
Really, it comes down to a few things. We have a very scalable model, and I'm a big believer in, whenever you have a business, having a very scalable model. So we use a centralized kitchen. We distribute to our future locations or your subsequent locations. So you'll have a kitchen that fuels 3, 4, 5 locations. So it's a very scalable, inexpensive model. We have a great team between my partner and our guys. We have a couple guys that have been with us since inception, and instilling core values within that team and everybody, you know, embodying those core values and working together. It creates a synergistic environment, and I feel like between those few things, that's a lot of the driving factors behind the growth.
Certainly some good information there, and thanks for those details as well. Now, when you started Lean Kitchen, did you ever expect to sell this many franchises and grow like this? What was your thought there as you opened up the Lean Kitchen?
So once we began franchising, you know, I get this question all the time, and The answer is yes. I mean, that's why we do it, right? That's why everybody who's in business does what they do. They get into business to grow and to see how big they can make something. And so I get asked that all the time. Do you ever expect this to happen? Did you ever expect the ceiling kitchen go like this? And I did. And I expect it to get bigger. That's the goal. So yeah, hopefully eventually they're all over the country and a lot of them and successful owners and people getting results from us. And that's the expectation I'm setting. So.
Well, you've certainly done a phenomenal job in such a short time. Can't thank you enough for sharing some of the details in your journey here on starting the Lean Kitchen. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Ultimately, I think business is there's a lot of hardships and trial times in business that you have to go through, and viewing those as opportunities instead of problems, and knowing that you're going to learn so much from those harder times if you can get through them. It makes for a heck of a story, and it's good on you.
I think so too. And Austin, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further details on the Lean Kitchen and also a way to be in contact. Where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, so we're at Lean Kitchen Co. on Facebook and on Instagram. And then our website URL is www.leankitchenco.com, my company. And you can go on there and hit franchising and learn about opportunities there or read about our company on those outlets.
Again, Austin, all the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yep, thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Austin Evans, the CEO at Lean Kitchen, that offers chef-driven prepackaged meals to simplify healthy eating for people. And for all the details and for franchising opportunities, visit leankitchenco.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.